Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The ADHD Parenting Guide for Girls, From Toddlers to Teens, Discover How to Respond Appropriately to Different Behavioral Situations by Richard Bass is a parenting and self-help book. Aimed at caregivers of girls ages roughly 3 to 17 who show attention-related and behavioral challenges associated with ADHD, the book focuses on a form of ADHD that is often less visible than the hyperactive presentation more commonly associated with boys, especially inattentive symptoms, daydreaming, disorganization, and social difficulties. Its purpose is practical rather than diagnostic. It offers parents a framework for understanding why certain behaviors appear, how they can be addressed more constructively, and how home routines and responses can be adapted to the needs of girls. Based on the available descriptions, the book emphasizes empathy, structure, social development, and behavior management as interconnected parts of parenting. It appears designed for readers who want clear, age-aware guidance rather than clinical theory, with an emphasis on everyday parenting decisions across early childhood, middle childhood, and adolescence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why girls with ADHD are often missed when symptoms look quiet rather than disruptive. A central idea in the book is that ADHD in girls may present differently from the more familiar stereotype of impulsive, visibly restless behavior. The description highlights inattentive ADHD and the idea of invisible symptoms, which is important because these children may not draw attention through hyperactivity, yet still struggle significantly with focus, organization, follow-through, and emotional regulation. This framing matters for parents because misunderstanding the presentation can delay support or lead adults to interpret the behavior as laziness, lack of interest, or simple carelessness. By placing attention on girls from toddlerhood through the teen years, the book encourages caregivers to look beyond the surface and notice patterns over time. The practical implication is that parental response should be based on observed needs rather than assumptions about how ADHD is supposed to look. This makes early recognition and more tailored support a major theme, especially in a parenting context where subtle difficulties often have long-term effects on confidence, school performance, and family relationships. Secondly, using structure and routine to reduce daily friction at home, the book strongly emphasizes creating a structured environment with clear rules and routines. This is a practical response to the executive function challenges commonly associated with ADHD, especially in children who struggle with transitions, time awareness, memory for instructions, and task completion. For parents, structure is not just about discipline. It is a way to reduce the number of decisions a child has to manage and to make expectations more predictable. That predictability can lower conflict. Because many difficult interactions in ADHD households come from repeated reminders, rushed transitions, and misunderstandings about what should happen next, the book appears to position routine as a support tool rather than a rigid control system. In that sense, structure helps externalize organization for the child until she can gradually build more independence. This topic is distinct because it focuses on environmental design, not just behavior correction. It suggests that the home itself can either amplify or reduce ADHD-related struggles, making practical consistency one of the book's most important intervention strategies. Thirdly, responding to behavior with calm correction instead of escalation, another notable theme is the call for calm. Empathetic responses when a child behaves inappropriately or struggles to regulate herself. The available source material indicates that the book advises parents to address the effects of behavior, explain why it is unsuitable, and guide the child toward better alternatives rather than relying on harsh discipline alone. This approach reflects a growth-oriented parenting model. Mistakes become opportunities for learning rather than triggers for shame or punishment. That distinction is especially relevant for girls with ADHD, who may already experience frustration from repeated correction, social misunderstanding, or feeling different from peers. A reactive parent-child cycle can intensify emotional dysregulation and make later cooperation harder. By contrast, calm correction can preserve trust and make guidance more effective. The value of this topic is that it links parent behavior to child behavior. The adult's tone, pacing, and emotional steadiness shape whether a difficult moment becomes a teaching moment or a power struggle. In a book like this, behavior management is not presented as control, but as relationship-based coaching. Fourthly, building social skills and peer awareness in a way girls can actually use, the book also appears to give strong attention to social development, which is highly relevant because girls with ADHD may struggle in ways that affect friendships, classroom interactions, and self-image. The source material refers to improving social skills. And that makes sense in a parenting guide because social problems often become more visible as children get older and peer expectations become more complex. Difficulties may include interrupting, missing cues, seeming distracted, or not noticing how a comment lands with others. These problems are not just about manners. They reflect attention and self-monitoring challenges that can make social life exhausting. The book's practical value lies in helping parents understand that social training is part of ADHD support, not a separate issue. Children benefit when adults explicitly teach how to listen, pause, notice reactions, and repair misunderstandings. This topic stands apart from routine setting because it focuses on the child's interaction with others rather than the home environment. It also matters because friendship difficulties can affect confidence more deeply than academic issues, especially for girls who are expected to be socially adept. Lastly, teaching self-monitoring and mindful awareness across the ages 3 to 17, a further theme is self-monitoring, including attention to focus, daydreaming, and mindful awareness. This suggests the book is not only about managing external behavior, but also about helping girls notice their own mental habits and gradually regulate them. Self-monitoring is a useful concept in ADHD parenting because many children do not naturally recognize when their attention has drifted or when they are getting overwhelmed until a situation has already gone off track. Supporting that skill early can improve homework completion, classroom behavior, and social awareness. The age range of the book matters here because the form of coaching changes as a child matures. Younger children need concrete reminders and simple cues, while teens need more autonomy and reflective habits. The book's emphasis on this area indicates a developmental approach, where parents help the child build internal skills over time instead of relying forever on external supervision. This is a meaningful distinction in the ADHD parenting category because it connects immediate coping strategies with long-term independence. It also shows why the book is positioned as a guide across childhood stages rather than a narrow behavioral manual. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, guardians, and other caregivers who want a practical introduction to supporting girls with ADHD from early childhood through adolescence. It is especially useful for readers who recognize that their daughter does not fit the loud, hyperactive stereotype often associated with ADHD and who need help interpreting quieter symptoms such as inattention, daydreaming, disorganization, and social strain. Its main benefit is that it turns broad concern into concrete parenting, approaches building structure, responding calmly, strengthening social skills, and encouraging self-monitoring. Compared with many ADHD books, it appears to stand out by focusing specifically on girls and by linking behavior management to the developmental stages from toddlers to teens. That narrower focus makes it more targeted than general ADHD parenting guides, which may not address the social and emotional pressures girls often face. For readers seeking a straightforward, family-centered guide rather than a clinical or research-heavy text, the book offers a usable framework for daily parenting decisions and a clearer understanding of how support can be adapted as a girl grows older. If you would like to support Richard Bass, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.